Have you ever seen Cannibal Holocaust?
And people talk to me in Spanish. I'm so scared to tell them that I don't speak Spanish. Like,
it's called a Siberian movie, and it's one of the most fucked up movies.
Like fucked
ever.
Up bad or like
no,
fucked up?
Fucked up. Like fucked
yo,
up.
You know what they need to bring back? And I'm pretty sure y'all want to agree with me, but I want them to bring back Paranormal Activity. Hello, everybody. Hello out there.
Hello.
And the listening world. How's everyone doing? Welcome back to episode 57. I am about to say Asus. I am Joe. This is my co-host Asus and my co-host Lyrical.
Hello.
Yes,
say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
What do we have on the docket today? I was going to try to write it down, but I forgot.
Well, did you guys see Fear Street?
No, I was going to try to watch it tonight, actually. I'm sorry.
I think you guys will like it.
Watch it.
So Fear Street, everyone's been talking about it. I was actually hyped to watch it. I saw the trailer for maybe like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I was actually excited. It's called Fear Street 1994, and it's a movie. It looked like a slasher movie. So I was excited to go back into like the slasher type of movie. Like, it looked like a Scream.
It was like number one, right?
Yeah, it was number one. It had like a Scream feel to it. So I was very excited to watch that movie. I didn't watch it for the first few days, and finally got the chance to watch it. And I didn't love it, but I liked it. Like, I wasn't in love with it. There was some, I don't know, I was kind of caught off guard at some of the ways they were doing things. Because, like, it's like one way, but then it goes a whole different direction in the movie. And you kind of like, like, me and Gabby were both kind of iffy about it. We were like, I don't know if, like, this is kind of our style of, like, I don't know. I wanted a slasher movie, technically, is what I wanted.
And was it kind of like American Horror Story? You ever watch that? Like,
no.
Sometimes it just, like, as the episodes go on, then it's like, what are they doing?
It probably like that. Honestly, it's probably like that. Because it started off, it felt like the Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer type of vibe.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And as the way it kept progressing, I was like, we're going into more of, like, this, like, darker world. Like, now it's becoming more than what I thought. And that kind of took me away because I wanted to see a slasher movie. Like,
yeah,
I was excited to
something
see
something simple.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like excited, and so then,
what's it called again?
It's called Fear Street, yeah. 1994.
Oh, there it is, already in here.
And there was some things for sure in the movie that just annoyed me. There was a few things that just kept frustrating me about the movie, like things that were happening. Like, just story general wise, like, just some things that happened was just stupid, didn't make sense to me, and was frustrating me as a viewer just watching, kind of going like, why the fuck did this happen? But anyways, I left it kind of going like, I don't know if it was good enough for me to watch the second one, because the second one had already came out by the time I was gonna watch it. The time I finished watching that one, the second one was already out. It was called,
is it like a mini series or
it's a movie? They're movies, they're hour 45 movies long. They make three of them. Okay. The other one comes out this Friday.
This is on Netflix. Oh yeah, Netflix. It's a Netflix movie. Yeah.
And so then they had talked about some of the events that happened. One of them was like, yeah, the camp from 1978. Like, these events happened. Like, this guy went crazy, yada, yada, yada. And that's what kind of made me go like, maybe.
Is it based on a true story?
No.
Oh.
I was like, maybe I'll watch it, because the 1978 one, it seems like it's going to be more of a slasher type of feel. And then with some added sprinkle of what the fucking first one was all about.
Yeah.
And so at this point, we were like, well, fuck it. We already invested. Let's watch the second one. And Fear Street 1978, I really liked. Like, that one made me appreciate the first one. Like, that one made me go like, okay, I get the first one now. Like, I understand why things happened. I understand why things went down. Like, I get the first one now. Obviously, there were some things I still didn't like about it. But the second one really, it gave me like a Scream and Jason feel to it. And it was really, really dope. I really liked it. I really enjoyed the second one. It was brutal as fuck. So, like, shit that you would think you wouldn't see or what happened in movies, like, that they didn't hold no punches on this one. I think you both will like it, to be honest. I think you definitely like both of them. The third one looks okay to me. And it starts, like, right where the first one, and it ends, and then the second one starts right where the first one ends and continues, and then...
Like a John Wick?
Pretty much, like,
you know,
right back to
right,
yeah, right after. Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what happened here.
I mean, I'll probably check it out, even though I shouldn't watch it, because you never watched The Conjuring.
I actually went back to say, I was like, fuck it. I told Gabby, I was like, we were in the days where let's watch it, and it was already off of HBO Max.
Huh?
Conjuring?
Yeah, The Conjuring 3.
It is?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
He did that on purpose. He was like, I'm gonna say I attempted to watch it when it's off of HBO Max.
You'll never know.
Hey, good just
came off today. Yeah,
you'll never know.
Hats off to you. I got to use that one. You want me to watch. I'm going to wait till they take this off Netflix and be like, I try to watch
it. It's a Netflix original.
Just missed it.
But see, my thing is with these, I think those are the movies that, this is the type of movie you might regret not watching, because you got to be like, that was actually pretty good. Like story-wise, like the way it's connected and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had some corny moments for sure, but like, it takes place in 1994. You know, so it kind of has that feel like that of like corniness with like the slasher feel and like new age type of feel. It was pretty cool though. I think you guys would like it for sure.
So it wasn't just like set in 1994. Like they made it like it was a movie that was made in 1994. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it was just set in 1994.
Yeah.
No, it was just set. Like the whole thing took place in 1994. Yeah, but it was pretty cool. You guys would like it.
Cool.
That was the only movies I saw. I saw Fast and Furious 9. So I did go see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I will say, like, I went in really like, this is going to be terrible. And the reason why I know the Fast and Furious are going to be terrible is because they usually start off, like, the first 10 minutes lets you know, like, this is going to be just plain garbage. Like, Fast and Furious 8, the way that started off, where, like, they blew up and the fucking cars blew up and he's just like, I'm going to race the guy who has the fastest car here. And fucking Vin Diesel's like, I'm going to race the shitty ass car because it's about the driver. And I'm like, no. And then jumping off the hook and trying to fucking put things together.
I didn't even think I saw that one.
It was wild. It set you up to go like, this is going to be.
Oh, yeah. That was. They were like in Cuba.
Cuba or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like.
And then he. Oh, fuck. I don't remember now.
It was corny.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was too much. Like, everything about it was like. He was fixing the car as the car was driving itself and he was trying to put
it. And that was a fucked up car, too, right?
Yeah, it was. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's just no way. And then the car goes on fire and he's still racing. Like, it's just ridiculous. But I will say, Fast and Furious 9 started off a little different. Like, it definitely set it up for a different feel. On the movie, so I actually enjoyed it. Like, I definitely like when it was Fast and the Furious today, like, because it took place like it took place today, and then it showed flashbacks of like before Dominic Toretto was Dominic Toretto, like before he went to jail and all that shit. Those flashback scenes were really dope. Like, I really liked it. Like, if they would make a prequel of that, I think that would be dope, because
I bet they're going to.
It would stay. Because they would stay grounded. Like, there'd be no way they could keep be fucking going. Flying off torpedoes and all this shit.
Are you going to watch it, or do you care if I ask him some questions that I want to know if he knew what we were talking about?
Well, we're planning on taking my son to watch it. Because we think, like, he'd probably get a kick out of it. But
I think you like it.
Okay.
But I feel like I have to watch it. Like,
that's how I felt.
Yeah.
I felt like I don't. It had corny moments. I'm not going to lie. It still had some moments that you're like, this is.
I mean, it's fascinating. This is corny. Anytime fucking Dominic. Talks
like, but it wasn't as corny as before. That's my thing. Like, as I was watching, I was like, this isn't,
so it's a little less corny.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I was like, it has more corny moments, but I was like, but it's not like Fast and Furious 8 like and 7
cringy.
Level.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, it wasn't to that point. Like, I mean, like, it almost, but you were just like, they pulled back for sure. Oh, okay. Like, the movie even makes fun of itself at certain points. Like, you could tell they're making fun of the Fast and Furious franchise, and at that point you're kind of like, oh, okay, like, I'm not even going to take this, like, as serious as I guess I was before.
Yeah, just go along with it. Don't. They've went so far, but you just got to go along with
just
it now.
Just enjoy
like,
it.
Yeah, just enjoy it. Just go and watch it. So did you see the part? Did you stay after the credits and saw that? And then you saw so-and-so? So-and-so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What was that about? That.
I didn't get it.
You know, okay, I was like, I was like, okay. Yeah. I don't know but what that
I,
means.
I'm still, like... Okay, so Joe last week was like, I'm going to ruin the movie and I'm going to tell you guys it's 2 hours long, blah, blah, blah. But then he goes, but the ending, there's like three guys, whatever, whatever. And I'm just like, what the fuck? But like, I was waiting for that. And like, I guess like I was pumped up because you had kind of, not you didn't ruin it, but you told me like what was going to happen. Like, nothing really.
No, I just didn't know what that sense. Meant though.
I didn't know. I don't either. Like, I was looking, I was kind of like, is this what Joe was talking about? And I was like,
I don't know if that's meant to be good or bad, what I saw.
I have no idea, to be honest. And.
Hey, and that when at the very end, I'm not ruining it, right? I'm not ruining it right here. Anything for lyrical, but when the
he goes when so-and-so dies,
when the blue car pulled up, was that supposed to be Paul Walker?
Yeah, that's Paul Walker.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, is that supposed to be Paul Walker?
I was like, maybe that's somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say who, but then I was like, oh no, it's Paul Walker, duh. Like Skyline. And they show that scene in the trailer. Like it's like the number one scene they show in the whole fucking trailer. So it's just a blue Skyline pulling up.
Pulls up to the barbecue. Then,
but yeah, it's Paul Walker's character.
Oh, okay. I thought that.
Well, because I was like, I had thought about it, but then I was like, oh, well, Paul Walker died in real life. Like he didn't die in the actual Fast and the Furious movie. So like,
yeah,
they're not going to not show him, you know? Oh, I get it now. Okay, there's a part in the movie where I was trying to figure out, like, well, where is this situation? And now I understand. I have to tell you whenever you watch a lyrical. But, yeah, it's not bad.
Hurry up and watch it.
I give it a 6 out of 10. Not bad. Definitely enjoyable. 6
out of 10? That's what you gave?
Yeah.
Oh, that was what you had texted.
Yeah. That was my review also.
Yeah.
6 out of 10.
It wasn't that bad. And that's pretty high from, like.
So not a passing grade, but.
No, but it was enjoyable because it's still Fast and Furious movie. Like, it still had those, like there was more, like, just dumb shit. Like,
what, so you just like, got to take it for what it is.
Yeah.
Just
take it for what it is. Like,
don't have any expectations.
Nah. Okay, it's a movie where, like, when you're young and you watch these action movies and you're like, damn, that's how I do. And you write it and that's what, and then you show it, like, this is what happens. Like, you're just like, I would have thought of that too. You know, like, I would have done that and that doesn't make sense, but, like, I guess.
Why not?
Yeah, at this point, you're like, fuck it, whatever. But yeah, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it was good.
So I wrote something in the chat. I was like, Jesus, that was loud in the headphones. But it was what I wrote in the chat was like bar restroom etiquette. But when I was really thinking about it, it didn't have to be bar, just men restroom, like when you go out somewhere and they have the stalls, you know, they just take a piss in. So when you go to a restaurant wherever, it don't fucking matter.
Yeah.
If a guy's pissing right here, would you go right next to him and piss next to him? If there's other ones open, obviously not.
Yeah.
But if there's nothing open, are you going to wait until one of them else comes up or are you just like, fuck it?
No, fuck it.
Okay.
I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. I don't care anymore.
Lyrical?
Yeah. Like if I do have to stand next to somebody, like I always have to make sure to like, you're like looking up so that you don't like weird them out or anything.
Or you just stay looking down.
Yeah, well, me, I always just like look straight up because it's like I don't want them to think anything. So,
no, same. But I mean,
well, the reason I asked that is because I went to the restroom. I was at a bar and I went to a restroom and had 4 stalls, like pissing stalls, not the actual, you know, where you sit down. And there was 4 stalls. One guy was right here, empty. One guy was right here, then empty. But they had the like the blockers the right here. So you can't even see, you know.
Yeah.
So some dude walked in there before me, and he looked like a young kid, probably like 21 or 22. So we saw that, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then he just, like, puts his hand up, like, fuck. Like, he has to wait.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm kind of like, well, like, there's 2 open. Yeah, and they have the blockers right here, too. So it's kind of like, what's the in my point?
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. So I went to go take a piss. So he waited for the other guy, the one right next to me to my right, to leave. And then he went to the one right next to him. So he didn't want to be by a guy at all, even with the blockers right here.
That's like.
And I'm kind of like, man, I would have did that when I was a kid. But now, you know, like, we're adults now. Like, I don't really.
See, that was something I did, like, in high school. And it wasn't even because I thought it was weird, just because people thought it was weird. And I was like, oh, I guess, like, nah. You know, like, but.
Yeah, you feel like you're not supposed to do it, but you really don't see a problem with it.
And there's not. As you get older, it's just like, whatever. But, like, it's been years, fucking years since I've been like, oh, I don't even care. Like.
There were restrooms in, I think it was, like, Cancun or something, that, like, whenever we did, like, this, like, bar crawl type thing, like. It's just like a trough full of ice.
Yeah.
And there's like no divider. There's nothing.
I hate
everybody's
those.
Just standing
there. I was
right
about to bring that up.
Oh, yeah, that's different. But I have to go.
Don't go to the stockyards because that's all I got over there.
Even as a guy, I have to make sure I'm a little choated up. And then I go there. Like, all right. You know, like just to fucking.
But a lot of the restrooms too, like in the stockyards, it's real dark too. So like can't really. You could see, but nobody's like actually.
Well, it's very hard for me to not pee. Like I'm just like, I'll pee. Like I don't really like. There's not really a situation like you can have like the stalls open and they're like right there and I'll still like if I gotta pee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever really stop. Now before, I'd have to if it was like open like that, I'd be like, I'm not peeing. I'm gonna wait till the restroom
sucks,
stall
but
is
it's
open.
Like it's a little weird when it's just like you said, like just a big tub.
Yeah.
Everybody just standing right next to each other.
Hey,
like it's
up,
weird
man?
As fuck.
It is, but I mean, yeah.
Fuck, I was about to say one more thing. Oh, fuck, I just lost my train of thought. It was about the restroom still.
You ever made eye contact with someone, like whenever you're walking in or something and like you're not even like you're just like kind of just looking at, like, mm-hmm. you don't even know, like, where the urinals are. You don't know where anything's at. So you're just walking in, and they look at the front door. And you just, like, make eye contact with like, somebody. Yeah, it's like, man. It's, like, fucking awkward.
For what?
I remember what I was going to say now. Have y'all, like, when y'all do take a piss, do y'all ever, like, there's, like, people waiting on y'all for to, like, waiting for the stall to clear up. Like, sometimes, like, I get, like, shy, so like I can't even fucking piss if somebody's waiting on me. So I fucking, you know, hit the things, I hit the water, and I'm like, come on, come on. Like, there's been a point where I'll just say, I'm taking too long because I haven't even pissed yet, and there's people waiting. So I just zip my pants up and go back out. I'm like, all right, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
You know what I do? So I get nervous
because like I'm there for so long. Yeah, and there's people, the line is building up and they're waiting on me, and I'm like, I haven't even pissed yet.
And you need to pee, but your pee's like, it's not like coming
whenever
out.
You have it's to go take like a piss all. Test, and they're just like standing outside the door, and it's like, you okay?
Yeah. No, I, whenever that happens to me, I do this. I stand up in the restroom and I'll do that. And then, like, I'll do this to my back because, like, it gives me chills. And then I start to go, I'm like, oh, okay. And then for some reason, like, right when I get chills, like, I'm like ready to pee. But, like, it just happens.
Imagining a stranger.
No, it's a, it had, like, a kind of like a stream. Like, it's almost like, really? I think of like a stream and then I do that.
They're probably like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
And then I'm like,
filling up his ass.
Well, I do it like right under my shirt. And I'm just like, and then I hit my back. I like just rub my back and then I pee. And then I'm like, all right, cool. But if I do take too long, where like I know, like in my head, I'm like, I'm not gonna, like, it's gonna take me, it's gonna take a while. Jesus. Like, I'll just walk out.
Yeah, I'll walk out and come back like 10 minutes later. Like, all right, I gotta, I'm taking too long. Empty.
I'm like, okay, doesn't look like that fool.
Yeah, going get off and then get right back in line.
Yeah. I'll just wait.
I'll try to get a stall, like, if nobody's in the stall like that. Like, it's a shitter stall, like, go in there and take a quick piss and shit.
Yeah, well, there you can take your time because you're like, yeah, fuck them. Like,
but those bathrooms are disgusting, though. Like, people don't even lift up the seat at bar restrooms. They just piss all over the seat and shit.
Yeah, I fucking
like,
hate
it's
it.
It's disgusting.
I hate that shit.
And then, yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah, so I can't drink too much beer because that yeast gets to my stomach, and then I want
to
take a shit.
Oh, you had to take a mad, nasty shit this morning, dude. It was bad. Oof. But when I walk into a restroom, too, and let's say there's four stalls, all of them are empty, I think in my head, because I always go to the very last one. Do y'all do that, too? I think that's what most people do.
It just like, depends.
Y'all just go to the very last one.
The handicap one?
No. I'm talking about, like the pissing stalls. If you walk in, let's say there's
the
five.
Stalls. Yeah, I see.
And you just walk to the very end.
Because there's no one can be on your side.
Yeah.
At that point, you're kind of like, you know, like,
You just go to the very end one. Yeah. I think.
Just, sometimes I look for the clean one because sometimes there'll be hair and like just piss around there. So I'm like, nope.
You ever been taking a piss and you see like there's some nasty, you see boogers on the wall and shit? Like people are just fucking.
I've seen like shit marks from like people's hand. Like,
just like, what are y'all doing? These motherfuckers that have no, you see boogers on, like, I'll be at work taking a piss sometimes, and you see, like, a booger on the wall. Somebody fucking picked their nose and just threw it on there.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
People like, have these no motherfuckers fucking shame.
These are animals out here.
Fuck. Fernanda would have loved this conversation about poop. Uh-huh. This is the one time we've talked about something that she's been wanting to talk about, and she's not even here.
That's actually the reason why she left the podcast.
Like, no poop talk, I'm out.
Yeah, not enough.
We said we don't ever see any time that we'd actually be wanting to talk about poop organically, and now it happened organically. You know Alex? We went to the bar with him.
Oh, yeah. And then I seen him at Twin Peaks. Yeah, too. Him he right came there, up to me. He was like, yeah. And he started speaking Spanish, too, and I don't know what he said.
You're like, sorry, no Spanish here. Amigo.
Yeah, I just said, hell yeah.
Right back at you.
Right? You just go along with that when somebody, well, you, obviously you know Spanish, but I know you and me don't.
Yeah.
And people talk to me in Spanish. I'm so scared to tell them that I don't speak Spanish, like in English.
I don't have it in me to break
Yeah,
your
I
heart.
Just, you know, you disagree with them. Like, you give them like a smile and a nod, like, you know.
Yeah.
You do the same?
It's our, like, with my line of work, you come in contact with a bunch of fucking contractors. So all of them, like, whenever they're trying to talk to like a supervisor or a manager that doesn't speak Spanish, and then they see me walk up, like they look so fucking relieved, and then like they ask me if I speak Spanish, and I'm like, no, and they're you could just tell they're like, fuck,
disappointed.
Chingada madre.
Yeah, like, sheesh. I still know people. One of my homeboys at work, he fucking swears I know Spanish to this day, and I'm like, dude, I do not know Spanish. Because every time I tell him, he goes, you fucking know. Stop lying. I was like, dude, I do. Not know it at all.
I can tell you Joe knows zero Spanish, for sure.
I don't know any Spanish.
I could understand more than I'll speak, because, like, my pronunciation is kind of shitty. Yeah, yeah. So rather than butcher, like, what I'm trying to say, I'd rather just try to get it across in English.
Yeah, but you know what they you can pretty much tell what people are saying though.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way they say things.
Yeah, but that's funny though.
Do you at your job on that? Did you see that video I sent you guys? That scary video?
Oh no, I want to watch it.
It was like a long ass video, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 30 minutes. I was just hearing it as I was at my job.
Oh, so, okay.
Like, I wasn't really watching it. I was just hearing it and like everything he was
saying. Was it about ghosts or what was it about?
Yeah, it was just, so I'll tell you just a brief thing what happened. But like this guy who worked at NASA, I forgot his name, but he lives in Arlington, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So he still lives there in Arlington, Texas. But he was working for NASA or something at this part of his life. Like his wife divorced him. Like he was going through a rough time. And so he was like, he called his brother and his brother was like, you know, you can work for my water purified company. You got to move down here. So he's like, yeah. So he said he moved down there. He was working for his brother for like 2 years. And it's been 2 years since he moved there.
What was the video called again? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Shit. I don't know. You have to look on the group chat what it was. It's called Arlington Man Possessed. Just look that up. And basically what happened is he got a call from like the operator for the company was like, hey, we have a call for you to go to this resident's house for her to check her water or something. She said to be there at 5. And he's like, okay. She said be there. She was adamant about you being there at 5, not 5:01 or 4:59, like right at 5, exactly 5 to be there. And he's like, okay. So he said it was like 1 or 2 at this time. And he said he pulled up at right at 4:59. He pulled up and then he knocked the door at 5. And he said that the door was open, but he still knocked. And that he could hear like some lady yelling.
I put Arlington Man Possessed though, but... There's some other crazy shit popping up.
You have to look right there.
Just looking at porn. No.
And,
don't worry about this.
And then basically he said that he kept hearing some lady saying, like, get out, like some lady yelling saying, get out. So he said he just walked in there to check. He's like, let me check.
I would have been out.
And that he walked in the room and he saw this lady, like, speaking in tongue and, like, pointing at these three guys on the floor. And then she just points at him and starts speaking in tongue. And so that he said, I just walked out and left.
He goes,
I didn't even talk to nobody about it. He goes, I didn't tell my brother. He goes, I just told them like, hey, I don't want to go back to that house. Like if somebody else goes on call, if they call again, like have somebody else go, like, I'm not going on that call. Like, fuck that. So he said that, that night he kept, and it's about your job because you're on call. And so that he had got called late. And so then, but he was saying that at night, when he was watching TV, he kept seeing like what this like little creature run by, and he just kept going like he thought it was like a rat or something. He looked, he couldn't find nothing. Said he went to bed and he felt like something crawl on his feet, and so he was like, "Fuck, it's an animal! Like it's this fucking rat." And then he said just weird shit kept happening. Like that same night, like 3 or 4 things kept happening in a row that he was just like, "This is," he goes, "This is weird." So then he called. He said it was like 3 a.m. and he called, I forgot who he called. Oh, the internet went out. His internet or power went out. His phone, no, internet, something went out in his house. The cable. Cable was went out. He called the cable guy. Was like, hey, the cable's out or whatever. So he's like, okay, let me figure out so and so. He goes, okay, yeah, it shows that your cable was out. He goes, let me plug it back in and whatever. And he said that when that happened, like his phone like kind of cut and he just heard like some voice like speaking like language. He didn't know what it was. And he was like, what the fuck? And then, like, it got back, and the guy was like, hello, hello? And he's like, did you hear that? He goes, yeah, I heard that. I was trying to reach you. Like, I couldn't get to you. Like, I was saying, like, his name. I think it was James or something. And he was like, that's weird. And so he was like, this is, like, the 4th thing that's happened. He goes, that's weird. He goes, whatever. So then just weird shit kept happening. Then the next day, like, he said this, like, I don't remember exactly what order, so I don't want to butcher exactly what order of things that happened. But at one point, he said that he called his friend and told him about what was going on. He was just like, hey, man, you know, like so-and-so and so. And he's like, okay. So, and he records audio. And so he does like audio recordings or something. And he said that when he was on the phone with him, like he heard the voice again and it was like speaking in tongue and that he was yelling at him, like, don't listen to it. Like, don't listen to it. Hang up, hang up, hang up. And then that the guy recorded it. And so when he's like, hey, man, I recorded it. He goes, what? He goes, yeah, yeah. He goes, I was yelling. He goes, I didn't hear anything. I just heard that thing. So when he went to go play it back, he goes, all I could hear was the guy yelling at him. Like, stop recording. He goes, he didn't hear anything. He goes, all what he recorded, what he thought he recorded wasn't there no more. So he said he freaked out. And then he said, like, at one point, like, in his house, like, this fucking huge, like, night, like, this shadow figure with, like, these fucking, like, long things right here. And this, like, huge-ass thing, like, just got right in his face. And, like, he can feel the breathing on him. And he just heard, like, the growls at him. And sounds because like he said story. That he wanted to face it. He said, fuck that. He called paranormal investigators, like, and that they were freaked out. That they told him, like, you need to get the fuck out of here. Like, we're not even going to be here. Like, you need to leave.
They're supposed to be the experts, yeah. And they're not even going to go.
Yeah, they well, they were there, and they put, like, lights and shit. Yeah. And, like, at one point, you see, like, some mist come up in the lights, and, the little laser beams kind of move. And so at that point, they're like, you're messing with something that's, like, that we can't control. So he said, like, no, I'm not going to be, like, it's not going to scare me out of my house. Like, I'm going to face it. He said that's when it popped up and appeared. He said basically, like, almost like he felt like it was laughing at him, like, letting him know, like, okay, like, come on. Like, you're going to face me? Like, come on. So, like, basically, there's a lot more, but essentially, like, to this day, he has been possessed. It's still possessed. He's done, like, 4 or 5 exorcisms that have not helped him, and that he won't move out of the house just in fear that it might attach to somebody else.
One stubborn guy, then.
No, he said he doesn't want what happened to him to happen to anybody else.
Oh.
So, for that reason, he won't leave his house.
Fucking burn the house down.
Fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Collect that insurance
money. I'm definitely going to watch this tonight, then.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking...
So, whatever happened to the house that lady was at?
So, you know what? That's interesting. They never said anything on there, and that's something I wanted to look up, like, because obviously, like, that was what happened, so I would like to have known, like, well, what ended up happening? Like, did they go back? Did they call the cops? Like, what happened? Because obviously it came from that.
What can you do about it? You can't call the cops and say, hey, some bitch possessed me.
I don't know. Who do you call? I mean, that would probably be your first thought, though. Like,
yeah.
To call the cops.
Yeah, but
they can't,
like,
lock her up for that.
You can't really do too much. I mean, I don't know. If they can't see it like that, it's not. They can't really charge you for, like, anything ghosts or demons do, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing. Like, they even said, like, that's just, there's nothing they can do about it. That's
crazy. And I think even before, like, they have to do an exorcism, like, you have to go through, like, these certain tests and shit, mm-hmm. like, to make sure you're not, like, schizophrenic or...
Yeah, you have to prepare. Like, you have to really
like
be...
Like, in the original Exorcist,
yeah.
They didn't want to do the exorcism on her because they were like, well, let's do these... They did brain scans on her, you remember? Mm-hmm. They were doing all these tests on her. They were like, let's make sure.
Yeah.
And even some doctors still didn't think that she was possessed until, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's not like you call somebody and they're like, all right, well,
yeah.
we're on
yeah,
our
you
way.
Gotta go through a lot
yeah.
first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's got to be like a certain person, right, that does
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Or they have to get, like, permission from, what is it, the bishop or something? Or
I don't know.
Somebody dude. High up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the ranks are
yeah,
and all
neither.
That.
But that's pretty crazy, though. There was one guy who fights, doesn't fight, but he investigates, like, the paranormal, but he doesn't investigate like ghost stuff. He investigates like when people get like possessed, when it attaches physical form on you. It was a podcast I was listening to, and they had asked him. The guy asked him, he's like, "Do you ever like mess with like demonic stuff?" And he's like, "Oh no," he goes, "I did that one time." He goes, "And by mistake," he goes, "and to this day," he goes, "I would never in my life do it again." He goes, "It was just the most frightening thing." He goes, "Like there's," he goes, "You want to be this tough guy? You want to be this guy that says like fuck this, like let's do it?" He goes, "But." They don't care like that. With everything that you feel like you're just like, I'm going to like give it my all. They're like, they don't care like that. That's you're not doing nothing. Like you need preparation. You need to be someone who knows how to take care of these things. Like you can't face it head on. Like it just they're not what you think, you know? And so he's like, I would never do that. He goes ever again. He goes, no, he goes, he takes on like what ghosts like ghosts take going on to people's bodies and like, just the way he explained it was pretty weird, but, like, it was pretty interesting as well. But fuck that, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
You remember how I said we were talking about movies we wanted to remake, and I was like, The Exorcist? You know they're making a new one? Did you send it to him, too, or no?
I don't think I did, no.
Oh, yeah, he sent me a...
it was a picture, right?
Yeah, on Instagram,
yeah.
And they were like, they're going to try to remake... I don't know, was they remaking the original
one?
Yeah,
I think they're remaking the original Exorcist.
Are going to try to, at least,
yeah.
And
really?
They said it's already in the works.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I couldn't...
I don't think they need...
No.
Just re-release that. I was thinking of that the other day.
That,
like,
yeah.
Why not? Yeah, like, what if they just, like, re-release some, like, old movies? Like, I wonder how they would hold up or what.
Could they even show? I don't think they could even show the original Exorcist in theaters now. You think they can?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, the crucifix?
Yeah, just, you know, just where we live in right now. I don't know.
That's pretty wild, though, for, you know, to do that, like, on screen and shit like that. Like,
I don't know that they would.
That's crazy.
I don't know that they would go that far.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that's why they're remaking it, so they can, like, redo it, but maybe hold back a little bit.
No, or maybe they're just going to go for it.
I
don't ever think that they remake movies to hold back. They remake movies to, like, try the most, but, like, sometimes they just fail. Like The Exorcist, like, it's scary because it felt like it has a demonic presence of what, like, demons, like, could do and stuff like that. And so, like, I feel like they would just go overboard by making it gory instead of, like, actually scary. Like, they'd be like, look at all this blood.
Or too much, like, CGI and all that stuff. Like, that's what was kind of scary about the original, because it wasn't, like, all, like, over the top. But it was just, like,
how do they do that shit? Like everything was practical.
Especially back then, whenever it was, like, damn, I've never seen no shit like this before. Like, it was just different.
Like, you can't, I think probably past, like, 2005, after 2005, well, before 2005, it was very hard for you to be, like, is that real or not? It wasn't until, like, after that where you started kind of going, like, this could be special effects, this could be CGI. Because, like, you said Exorcist, when it came out, like, people didn't know. Like, it was scary because of the fact that it looked real. There was no CGI to you to go, like, oh, that's a special effects. Like, it was all so real. Even with, have you ever seen Cannibal Holocaust?
The fuck is that?
I don't know that I've seen the whole thing. I've seen a lot of, I've seen parts of it. Mm-hmm. Christina has. And, yeah, I know that's a pretty fucking crazy-ass movie.
Really?
It came out, like, that fucks like people up whenever they watch it.
It came out in the 70s.
It's like a group of people that, like,
it's like a,
they're like trying to come in contact with some, like, village or something.
Those are always, like, scary movies. But they're the village and shit.
But the thing about this movie was that it was shot like a documentary. It was shot like the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Like, it was shot like it was like a found footage almost.
At a time when that shit wasn't happening.
Nothing like that ever happened.
Yeah, and there was, like, just fucked up shit that was happening.
Yeah, they were, like, the way they were doing things, like, so the actual, it was like indigenous people. they would basically have them do things, like, not fucked up things, but things to look like it was fucked up.
Yeah.
So, like, there was a part where there was, like, a stick on the ground.
They were giving Indian burns.
And they told one of the Indians, like, what if you, like, if they asked one of the girls, like, to sit on there. Like, to, like,
to
make it look
stick?
Like if it was, like, coming through. So there's a scene on there where it looks like there's a, like, look it up. Look up Cannibal Holocaust.
I'm about to look it up.
Girl on a.
Yeah, that's like the stick. If you just type in Cannibal Holocaust, I think that's like the cover.
The first thing. Yeah.
Is the
they
girl
went
that's
to court,
like,
for it. Like,
impaled.
They were getting sued because they thought people actually died on the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, they had to go to court and prove and bring those people to court to prove to the world that what they released was really fake.
Yeah.
Because that's how real it was back in the 70s.
I just put Cannibal Hall.
No, Holocaust.
Oh, right here.
No, that's.
Yeah, Cannibal Holocaust.
That's not it, bro.
This isn't it.
No.
But it's a Shudder film?
No,
or maybe they remade it.
That looks like a remake.
Yeah.
They made something similar, that Green Inferno or something.
Yeah.
We watched that one.
That one was garbage.
Yeah.
Joe, remember, was like, delete this fucking bullshit out.
Because we were all excited to watch it and shit, I remember.
And it was like, terrible. Cannibal Holocaust. It was like, is he put Cannibal Hole?
Bro, Cannibal Hulk.
I'm just realizing how much of a bad typer I am. Oh, here it goes. Cannibal
Holocaust. First one.
What's that? In titles. Oh, is this it? No, that's the Shudder one. Sorry, guys.
Oh my god.
Just look up. This is it right here.
Just
right here, dude. I typed in Cannibal
Holocaust. I thought it was before the 80s. I didn't think it was
1980.
It's got to be, because I was thinking like late 70s. But
I was thinking like 78, 77. But honestly, 80 now. I'm like, I mean, I guess that's not too far.
Yeah, right at that.
Speaking of fucked up.
Yeah, 1980. It came out in 1980. Look right there. This was real. Like, they actually, this wasn't real, but they there's a real scene like this.
Oh, okay.
And you're not watching it.
Nah,
you're not pulling it up at all, Joe. And it's ridiculous. I have to pull my phone out and pull it up myself. Hannibal.
I'm looking up the most intense scenes in cinema history, and one of them's on No Country for Old Men.
Hold on, girl.
Which one is it?
It just popped up right now. I think it's when him and Trigger are having the shoot off. When he's in the hotel room and he finds him.
That's the most intense?
Well, I'd not. This is the most intense scene in cinema history, and that's that scene from No Country for Old Men.
Look, this is it, Joe. This is from the movie. Like, that's an actual shot from the movie.
Damn.
But that wasn't real.
Let me see.
That was, actually had her stand on there, and so they knew how to work things, and so she actually had the pole in her mouth holding it, and they just covered her like blood, and she just stood on there still like that. So all that was actually fake. It wasn't actually real. Mm-hmm. But when they showed it and premiered it, like, people really thought, people, like, they wanted those people, like, to go to jail for everybody who died.
And the Green Inferno was supposed to be like a remake of it.
Yeah, something. Pretty much.
Yeah, you can tell it was heavily inspired by. I watched like the Kill Count video.
You know, on on Inglourious Basterds, what's the guy's name with the bat?
The Bear Jew.
The Bear Jew. Yeah, that's Eli Roth. He's the director.
That's Eli Roth.
That's Eli Roth. Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't know that was him.
He did Cabin
Fever. That motherfucker looked scary in Inglourious Basterds. He looked crazy as fuck in that movie too.
Yeah, he makes some pretty wild movies.
That was him.
One of the worst movies that I've heard, I've never seen, is called a Siberian movie, I think that's what it's called.
Siberian movie?
It's called a Siberian movie, and it's one of the most fucked up movies.
Like fucked ever. Up bad or like
no,
fucked up?
Fucked up. Like fucked up. Like the shit that happens in the movie, like, would make you never want to see it. Like, just everything that they say that happens is so fucked up.
And
they,
you're talking about Transiberian?
No, it's called a Siberian movie.
All right. I'll put the S, Joe, in there. A Siberian.
A. There you go. Right there. Siberian.
Serbia movie.
No, Siberian. You're right, but put an S instead of the C.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Let me see. Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, it's one of the most, like, fucked
up. Every deaf and Serbian film. What is this song?
It's basically, so what I know about it is this guy who does, like, porn. And essentially, like, that, he wants to get out of the porn industry, so they make him, like,
this is already a dark movie.
Yeah, they make him do these, like, other, like, to get out of his contract or whatever, like, you have to do these, like, brutal type of, like, porn. Like, you're not killing nobody or something, but, like, these are, like, some intense things. So he does it, but, like, then it ends up bad because then he starts killing and, like, it becomes that whole gore type of thing. And then at the ending... You want me to tell you? Because I'm not going to watch
this movie. Fucking, no, I'm reading the comments on it, and they were like, how the hell was this movie allowed to be made? After this movie, I had to watch Human Centipede to calm down.
Yeah, it makes Human Centipede look like shit from what I heard.
The fact that you can find real stuff like this in the dark web makes me want to throw up. Damn, so.
It's damn. Nuts. Yeah. And then,
just
reading. Well, you want me to tell you why it's fucked up? Like, why, like, one of the scenes of why it's fucked up? So
probably, because I know if I watch it, you're just going to feel nasty.
So I'm letting listeners know right now, this is what I'm about to say is, like, oh, Gabriel, go downstairs. Don't listen.
Oh, damn, that's a good son. I would have been right there trying to listen to shit.
Yeah, my son would have been trying to listen.
Right.
So, like, yeah, all those things happen. Obviously, either trying to get out, he's trying to get out of the porn industry or whatever. And essentially at the end, and they're like, you have to fuck this person or whatever, like. And they cover this person, so he, like, rapes them. And when they uncover him, it's his son that he's raping. Oh, so, like, the whole time, like, he did, like, it's wild. Like, it's fucking wild, man. But I'll never see that movie. That's just from everything I heard. People have said it's one of the most fucked up movies ever made. Like,
yeah. And the comments are saying it.
How? Like, how did this
thing
hurt? How did it get made?
Sway.
Huh? Oh. Oh, Houseway.
What are they saying about it?
Bro, just like, this is one of the most horrific films I've ever seen. The director has said that it was a metaphor for the way Serbia was fucked over by NATO and Croatia during the I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know anybody who'd want to film that. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, it just sounds like a fucked up movie.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, to go on something else, one of the scenes that always sticks in my head, remember from VHS? Where that, remember, it was VHS, right? I don't know if it was VHS 1 or 2. When they were in the hospital and that girl was pregnant and it was like the devil that came out.
Oh,
remember that?
Fuck, that was part
and
two.
And it's fucking like, that shit always sticks in my head.
That,
like,
big motherfucker?
Yeah, that, like, it came out of a woman.
Have you ever seen VHS 1 and 2? So we watched, so
and
VHS 1.
That shit
1,
is just embedded in my head for my life now.
It's about this, it's this movie where these, like, this group of people break into this house and they find VHSs. And it shows, like, it's kind of like hidden cameras in there. And they're watching it. But as they're watching each movie kind of gets worse and worse.
Let's see
and
if
worse.
I can pull it up so you can see it.
But, like, in the background, like, while they're watching the movies, like, things are happening in there as well. So we actually tricked my friend Ronnie. And I feel fucked up for watching it with us. And he was like, this was a time where he lived by himself. Like, he had his own apartment, lived by himself. And, like, each one just kept getting worse and worse. And like, it was just like, just to the ending. And so part two came out. We were all going to watch it. We tried to convince my friend Ronnie, and we almost tricked him to watch it. He didn't fucking watch it.
Yeah, see, it's right here. I can show you after that.
Yeah, we saw it. And there's this one scene where, like, yeah, they're like, she's pregnant. No, she's not even pregnant. They show up, remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, she was, but she wasn't showing. So they show up like as this like documentary thing, just trying to research this like school and like.
Oh yeah, it was like in China. Yeah, I see the guy right here.
They try to like research, so they go to like the guy who like runs this place, and so like, then they talk with him about what's going on or whatever, and like he's walking them through everything. So there's like a camera crew following them, and he's walking them, and like things start to kind of get weird and weird, and even at one part like there's like bell rings or something, and everybody's just standing still like, like doing this weird shit, and then like. They all kind of turn and look at them, and like they're all freaked out. And at this point, I think they had already grabbed the girl, and like she got hurt or something. So like, we're gonna take it to the nurse office, whatever. And then the guy went, and then they're like performing surgery, like trying to get this baby out of her. And the guy's like freaking out, like, what the fuck? And then like she's like the guy, the owner of the place, the teacher, whatever, he was just like, this is like, he was basically letting them know like that's the devil's baby now, like this big fucking like. But like, what are they called? What like those Minotaurs? What are they called?
Oh yeah, Minotaur.
Minotaur, yeah. Just like, but like a demon and like him mixed up, like just, but like it was fucked up because like it was like even though how huge it was, like whatever happens, just like he was still like a baby and stuff, and like he was just like it was fucking wild, man.
Yeah, and then this says a satanic birth, and then the first comment is, this entire segment is the only thing in the horror movie that's ever disturbed me to the point where I want to throw up. Everything about me, everything about this makes me sick to my stomach.
It's just the feeling. Like it's just,
and you're about to watch it.
Yeah, it's just a buildup of like what happens. Like,
it probably won't be as bad watching it out of context.
Yeah. No, it starts off like each one is different. So like you're like almost watching like short films. Yeah. So like this right here is its own separate short film. So you could watch this and end, and you, it wouldn't make, nothing else would have to make sense. Like everything else is separate. So they have like different little short things, like some that are more fucked up than others, some that are okay, but like for the most part, like they have some pretty shit, pretty fucked up shit. Like,
so that's a good question though, because like I said, this has always been in my head since I've seen it. What about y'all? Like something that's fucked up happened in a movie that sticks in your head that you won't ever forget?
I forgot the movie. It was the movie where the there's like this crazy house. It's like a scary movie. Mm-hmm. This guy with glasses goes, he's like a doctor, and he goes to this like crazy house. And it's like, there's like crazy people.
What's
like,
the movie called?
Fuck, I forgot. It's like House of Something or.
Crazy House.
No, House.
Animal of, House.
No, close. Wreck-It Ralph. No, damn, I don't remember.
Home Alone.
But basically, no, like there was like, he was brought in there because they were saying like these, the people kept killing themselves or something like that. And he was like a psychiatrist or some shit like that. And he went to this crazy place. And I remember watching it at my sister's house. I didn't watch the movie. Like, I was just watching parts as they were watching. But I was like, this is pretty fucking scary. But there was a part where they kidnapped this, like, nurse. And they put her on her chair. And she's tied up. And to this day, it's still, like, it's, like, embedded and scarred in my head. Like, because, like, the person that was doing the killings had, like, this white sheet thing on. So, like, you can barely see them. Like, and so, like, he or she fucking grabbed like the electric stuff and put it on her tongue, and it just fucking blasted, and she's biting on it, and it's fucking like, it's just this whole and that scene like scarred me. Like, I was having nightmares for weeks. Like after that, I was just like, and I watched the movie years after, and I was like, oh, it wasn't that scary, but like that scene like fucked me up. Like to this day, it's still stuck in my head.
You know what movie like fucked with me? And it's not even like a straight up like classic horror type, but arachnophobia.
That's what it's called?
Yeah. You never seen that one? About the spiders? Mm-mm. Man, that one right there, it still affects like things that I do to this day.
Really?
Yeah. Just because it's like a, like there's like this invasion of like this rare spider that comes from like Brazil or something, and it like got into like a casket. Mm-hmm. That like somebody got bit by that spider and they died, so they had to like put them in like a casket. Mm-hmm. And that spider got in it, so they brought it to America, and then it ended up like breeding and like had all called? These like arachnophobia. Oh, yeah, Jeff Daniels is in it.
Oh, there it goes.
Jeff Daniels. I think John Goodman is like a exterminator or something in it. But it's just
And how does it affect you? Like, what are you talking about?
Just like it's just like all the, it, like, it's almost like they took everybody's worst fear with spiders and put it like in a movie. Like whenever, like there's like a scene where like somebody goes to like turn off a lamp with the lampshade and then like a spider just like drops on their hand.
I have seen that movie. I don't remember fucking shit, but I remember those little moments of like the spiders just
and
coming out of places.
And then a girl taking a shower and has her eyes closed and it just like jumps off of the thing.
That sounds familiar.
Like, that's down that. Those things starting to sound familiar, but like it feels like I remember watching it or watching those scenes or the trailer to that
but
shit.
But spiders just like,
That's
one of those things that like gets me. Or like this, like a guy eating cereal out of the box and then there's like one in there and he like pulls it out. Mm. Yeah, it's just, that's one of those that just, I don't know.
It's still stuck in your head for that. Fuck.
You know, they're making a movie that I like, that they're making I don't know if I'm going to like the second one, but I loved, I didn't love it, but I liked the Don't Breathe, where the blind guy.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about that movie because I was about to ask y'all if y'all have seen that. I haven't seen it, but I've seen a bunch of clips of it. And I kind of like the I like the clips that I've seen. Yeah, it's good. Pretty intense.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it's like a and I just saw that they're making a second one. I was like, holy shit!
Did y'all ever see that movie? I think it was called The Fourth Kind.
Yes.
And like at the time, it was supposed to be like, oh, like they put like the found, like the actual found footage next to the movie. Like, I remember that one kind of fucked with me because it was like, is this shit fucking real or is this like...
So, it's funny you say that. I actually, to this, well, since, till like 4 or 5 days ago, I've always, that's been something that's also like in my head, always been like, damn, like that was like, you know, pretty fucked up. Like, if that was real, like they put the found footage, like when they put the found footage close, like where like the aliens are like, I am God and stuff. Like, I'm like,
that's such a good...
Oh, yeah, I think I watched it.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Like, that they would like... Because, you know, they're shooting two scenes and they're like, oh, yeah, but this is going to, we're going to say this is the found footage. And it like even looks like like
they
low
do it
quality
really good.
Footage. Yeah.
Yeah. It almost feels like, yeah, they did it really good where it looked.
It's
like,
believable.
It's, I just heard last week because I've been hearing, you know, I've been listening about aliens and stuff and they talk so much about how like. You know, people are like, they embed in your head that that you have to fear aliens, that, you know, you should be afraid of them. They're going to come here to terrorize. But they're like, but there's never been like an actual killing from aliens. Like, there's been abductions and stuff like that. And we can go into that. That's deep, whatever. But I've always had that in my head. Like, I'm like, damn, like, that's true. Like, even Travis Walter from the 70s, when he got abducted, like, when the movie came out and this movie... Fire in the Sky, where like the aliens were like beating him and everything, like it would look horror. He was like, none of that happened. He's like, none of that happened. He goes, like, it was like the opposite. Like, he goes, I freaked out. He goes, they didn't hit me. Then he goes, I hit one of them. He's like, but none of that happened. And so makes you think like maybe they embed fear in us. But when I bring that up because of The Fourth Kind, I've always been like, damn, that's weird how like that one's based on a true story and like that movie is like. Those are scary ass aliens, you know. Like they talk, they abducted the daughter, they never brought her back. Like, it's crazy, right? But then I was told on Alien Podcast that The Fourth Kind was fake. The director came out and said, he made it all up. That the story was based on a true story. That what it was based on was these five people in Alaska who were gone. They weren't found. They were missing, and so they. Concluded it as they were abducted by aliens, but then they later found out it was from the cold and that they were drunk as fuck and that they died in the cold. So they were never actually abducted. Yeah. So everything else, they made everything else for the movie and just to put fear, obviously, like the aliens were scary and stuff, but like that all, as well, like always thought in my head, like I'm like, damn, that's scary to like encounter aliens like that and to really fuck with your head like that. And
just
like
the footage that they were showing, like it was like, man, that's such a good idea for like a movie, like from like a director or like a writer standpoint. Yeah. It's like, man, there's like nobody has done that like since then. It's either like, oh, here's the found footage and you're gonna watch all of it, but this was like a movie and then like they do like the split screen like with the found footage next to it. Uh-huh. And it was like, man, that's...
And it was done well because, like, they trick you because, like, obviously there are two different, like, houses on, like, the house scene. So you kind of go, like, oh, this is fake and this is real because, like, they're, you know... But, like, yeah, no, it was all completely bogus.
I forgot there was an alien scene in VHS 2 also. There was a... Remember they had a short segment of that, too?
The little Grays?
The slumber party abduction.
That one was pretty crazy because, like...
You need to watch VHS.
Yeah, that one was pretty crazy. I mean, it wasn't as scary, but, like... Just the way it ends, like, it was just Like, it just, again, like, it puts in your mind, like, it just those subtle, like, damn, that's fucked up type of moments that happen.
Yeah.
Damn, we've, this has been a fucking just scary
looking,
ass podcast.
Just looking at, they got, you know, the VHS clips, and I'm like, dude, now the more's coming back to me, but yeah, I forgot I don't about certain
shit. I wouldn't see VHS 1 or 2 now. I saw 1, 2, and 3. We saw all 3 of them. 3 was okay. I don't even remember 3, but I remember us going, kind of going like, eh, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
1 and 2 were the ones that really, I think they have, like, VHS up to 4 now, I believe. But, like, again, like I said, like, 3 wasn't that good.
You know what they need to bring back? And I'm pretty sure y'all won't agree with me, but I want them to bring back Paranormal Activity. I like that movie. I liked them.
I mean,
I think the novelty of it wore off.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first one, it was like, oh, shit. Like,
did you believe this the first is one? Like, I did.
Part of me did, for sure.
I slept downstairs for, like, a week.
I remember I had watched it, like, by myself in my room, but it had already been, like, super hyped up, so I was thinking, like, oh, okay, this is going to be, like, fucking crazy. So I remember I even watched it. I used to have, like, a little surround sound in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was just like, there's a couple of good parts in it, but it was just like, eh, I don't. Maybe I just, them. Maybe because it was, like, overhyped by the point that I watched it.
I liked them because, like, it fed into the fear of, like, things that happen at night when you're not awake or things that you really can't control because you can't see.
It was paranormal about getting possessed, and I love those type of movies about people getting possessed.
See, just like the Blair Witch Project. Like, if they tried to remake that, it wouldn't work because then it's like, oh, well, we kind of Blair Witch Project. Like, it, like, the novelty already, like, wore off.
But even then, Blair Witch came out, and it was, like, ahead of its time, right? And then they tried to mimic a few things, but they never did. And it wasn't until Paranormal Activity came out that, like, re-amped the found footage of, like, oh, shit. Because, like, I do think, I mean, it was done really, really well. It was done for, like, $20,000. Like, it wasn't even done for
money. It wasn't for, like, a school.
It was, like, a school project from what I heard. Some shit like that. Yeah. But either way, though, I enjoyed them. It did get, like, the last...
They were supposed to, like, they would come out, like, every year on Halloween, right? Or every other year.
Either one or the other.
And I remember they were supposed to make I don't even know what happened to them. I wonder why they stopped making them.
Yeah,
I
want
to
look up
what happened to them. I enjoyed them.
And I recently heard about Scary Movie. You remember when they used to do the parody movies, Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2?
Yeah.
I recently heard what happened. The reason why, like, Scary Movie 1 and 2 were, like, really funny and really huge. The
Wayans Brothers.
Yeah, was the Wayans Brothers. Obviously, everybody knows the Wayans Brothers. Like, obviously. Because they weren't attached, but
was that the video of why it was taken away from them or why they?
I don't remember. I think I was. I don't remember where I listened to it at, to be honest. Gabby heard it on. She heard the story of Kevin Hart's podcast. He had
Oh yeah, yeah. He said it right. Yeah.
But yeah, these two guys, like, after the Scary Movie 1 got success, these two guys jumped on it and were like, we're gonna produce or whatever, but they started taking creative control and then, like,
took it away from them.
Yeah, they basically were like, we need writing credit for Scary Movie, so they gave them writing credit even though they didn't write nothing for Scary Movie 1 and 2. They didn't write anything for it. They just gave them writing credit, but they wrote not one, like, dialogue, nothing. So what happens is when Scary Movie 1 and 2 became a success, everybody, all studios wanted parody movie, so then that's when you got, like, Disaster Movie. And
the other ones were trash.
Not Another Teen
Movie.
Not Another Teen Movie. It was Disaster Movie and something else. I forgot what else. I think Not Another Teen Movie was separate. It wasn't. That was separate because they were naming, like, those, like, really corny parody, like, those, like, really out over the top. And basically what they said it was that because they had writing credit on there, they wrote all the other scripts. And the reason why, because if you think about it, you're like, none of them were funny. But you kind of go like, but why weren't they funny and these were funny? And they pointed out, they said, because they weren't comedy writers. They were writing just pop culture references for all those movies. So all the movies you're watching, you know, they'd be like, oh, my God, look, it's Miley Cyrus. And she'd be like, I got hit by a bulldozer. Oh, look, it's Kim Kardashian. You know, it was all these type of things. There was no story. There was no funniness. Like, it was all just like, oh, look, the Spartans and their airbrush shirts. You know, there was nothing funny to it. It was just pop culture to it. And then, like, so that's why. And then it started all to die down. Scary Movie 4, 5, 6, whatever the fuck. Everything started to die. Like, and that's essentially what happened. That was the rise and die of parody movies in the 2000s.
But even
because they had Keenan Ivory Wayans. He's the older brother that did those.
Yes.
And, like, a lot of people don't know about I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. That was I think from like the 80s. Mm-hmm. And that was like a parody of like all the action movies.
Oh, yeah. I never seen
and
that movie.
Man, that movie's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
and that's just like, that's all it is like a version of like all those like over the top action mm-hmm. movies. And that's what that was a parody.
Yeah.
What were we gonna say? No, I was talking about, I know we were talking about Scary Movie, but didn't they directed other movies too? Like other, like, didn't there was that dance movie?
They did a dance flick.
And that wasn't even
that
like,
wasn't good.
Like, it was like hit or miss with them. I don't know why. Maybe Scary Movie was so good because they related to horror movies like they're doing.
Let me see.
That was like the first of its kind too, yeah. I think, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of Paranormal Activity, the first one, the production, the budget was $15,000. The box office they
for
did.
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah.
And how much did it make back?
$195
million. That's fucking crazy.
That is wild.
Oh, yeah. And the last one, The Ghost Dimension, that's the last one. And the Blumhouse production, that's the one who's going to be doing the new Exorcist movie, Blumhouse Productions. But all yeah, right. Just that movie was scary as fuck. Like, when you see the little girl in the room and, like, the fucking devil just picks her up by the hair and shit. Like, I like, you know what I'm talking about?
Where?
Like, on Paranormal Activity, like, on, oh, I forgot which one it was. Yeah. Like, when the girl's little walking, he fucking just grabs her by the hair and you can't see.
I think
see
that was part
shit.
Three.
Yeah, like, that shit gets me.
Yeah,
like,
that's why
I enjoyed
them. They got
to
me for sure, yeah. They did Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2. I'm gonna get you, sucker. Dance flick, which I do agree with Joe,
wasn't
that good.
I don't even know.
I did not like that. There was some
like
funny moments.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to pick on my son.
No, that's the little guy, right?
No, that's dance flick.
Oh shit!
And then he picks him up.
He puts him down. And he says, "I'll be back
next
week."
Time. Yeah. It had some funny moments, but it wasn't that good. Same with then they did a haunted house. That one was pretty funny. The first one,
haunted house. Yeah,
the
first
one
was
really funny. The second one was okay.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Black. I never saw that one.
Me either. I don't think it's worth seeing.
It didn't even look interesting
like,
at all.
And then
something about the scary
was,
movies.
Was there other movies
the
like Blank
two.
Man?
Yeah, I think
Man.
They just happened to hit a home run.
Yeah,
with
those.
But, yeah.
Because that shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
And the other ones after that, too, they weren't bad. Like, they were funny.
Scary Movie 3 was pretty funny still.
But I preferred them when they had the Wayans Brothers in them, though.
And 4 was... okay. 4 was just cool to watch because you're like, oh, you know, whatever. But, like, it wasn't that great.
Was 4 the one with the ring? Or that was 3?
That was 3. 4 was the one with the War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember now. Yeah.
See, that was where they started really getting really pop culture references.
Yeah.
Because that's where they were like, oh, look, it's Chingy. You know, shit like that. And I was just kind of like, fuck.
Like, I like the, what was that dude? Leslie New or what's his name?
Oh,
he was in him, too?
Yeah. Leslie...
Nelson.
He was in. He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he was fucking hilarious.
One from like the, what is it, Naked Gun?
Yeah, Naked Gun.
He's funny.
And Planes, right? Yeah. Whenever they would do this, is this how you say thank you? No, that's where you pee from. He's like, oh. That was funny.
What?
Yeah. But all right, well, that was a pretty good episode.
Yeah. About an hour and 11 right now, nice. So we could cut it now.
All right, well, let's take it off, guys. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah, it was a bit of a scary, a little
I would
more
like
of a
to
scary
dig
podcast.
Deeper in this again.
Yeah,
I like talking about.
Yeah,
like
we can bring this back
and stuff.
Yeah, let's bring it back. We'll bring it back next week,
bring
guys.
Bring it back.
Yeah, but if there's anything else, any final words, guys, before we leave?
No.
Lyrical.
I don't got shit to say, guys.
All right, guys.
Just keep listening to us.
Just keep listening. Follow us. Like. Subscribe. Ask us questions. I'm pretty sure you guys do, but Fernanda's not here to tell us, so we got to get on top of that.
Oh, well, Bill did ask a question, but we can get that next week.
Yeah, we'll get that next week.
Because I feel like you got to do a little research to get more of the beefs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We'll jump into that. But other than that, though, if that's it. Appreciate you guys listening to us. We'll see you guys next week. And thanks for accepting our invitation.